Malachim Beis Perek Aleph, as we begin Sefer Malachim Beis, which is the last Sefer of Nevi'im Rishonim, first set of Nevi'im. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Tezvav Amar Aleph, explains Yirmiyahu wrote both Sefer Malachim Aleph and Beis. This Sefer continues discussing the split in the kingship between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, and the events that transpired, which led to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash that King Shlomo had built. Keep in mind, the Gemara and Megillah, Yodalet Amal Aleph, we only have recorded the prophets that were necessary for future generations to learn from. Therefore, like in all the Sarm of Nach, it's important as we try to glean lessons from the Novi which are relevant to our personal everyday lives. May we merit to see the reuniting of Klal Yisrael return to their land in Eretz Yisrael with David Melech HaMashiach in our days, Mamish. Sefer Malachim Beis picks up in the middle of the split between the kingship of Yehuda and Yisrael. Just to recap, the kings of Yehuda starting from after the split so far are Rehoboam, Aviyam, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Yehoram. And the kings of Yisrael were so far Yerubim, Nadav, Baasha, Ela, Zimri, Tivni, Amri, Achav, and now Achaziah. And Pasuk Aleph. V'yivsham Moav b'Yisrael achrei mos Achav. And it was after Achav had passed away, Moab started to go against Yisrael. V'yipol Achaziah ba'ad hashkavu ba'aliso asher b'shomrom. And Achaziah fell from his window in Shomrom. V'yichal, and he became sick. V'yishlach malachim, and he sent messengers. V'yomar leim b'balvu b'lokei ekron im echye mechol izeh. And he sent messengers to the god of Zvuv in Ekron to ask him if he'll get up from his illness. Hashem then appeared to Eliyahu HaNavi to give criticism to the messengers and relate, "Is there no Hashem you can ask? Achaziah will die and not get up from his illness." The messengers immediately returned and told Achaziah that the aforementioned news. Achaziah, uncertain about who the prophet was, questioned the messengers about the prophet's appearance. They related in Pasuk Ches, Ish Baal Se'er, the Ezur Azur B'masnov. He's a hairy man who has a leather belt around his waist. Achaziah then pronounced, it's none other than Eliyahu HaTishbi. The Das Sofer points out, it's possible Eliyahu was a Nazir, as many of the Kidoshe Elyon, exalted holy people were, and therefore had long hair. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar brings, the leather from Eliyahu's belt was made out of the skin of the ram used from Akedas Yitzchak. The Chidar explains, Eliyahu wore the belt from the Akedas Yitzchak as a way to constantly arouse Hashem's rachamim, compassion for Yisrael, by remembering Akedas Yitzchak. The Sefer Mishpatos Zohar brings a remez, a hint to this, by the Akedas Yitzchak. It says, Vayikach es ha'ayo, he took the ram. Ha'ayo is the same letters as Eliyahu, Hey Aleph Yud Lamed, because sometimes Eliyahu is written Chaser Vav, lacking of Vav, and therefore Vayikach es ha'ayo, he took the ram, means he took Eliyahu without a Vav. And Pasuk Tes through Tezvav, Achaziah then sent a group of 50 men to tell Eliyahu to come down from the mountain, as Achaziah wanted to speak with him. The Halachah explains, Achaziah's real intentions were to kill Eliyahu, therefore these messengers were deserving of death. They said to Eliyahu, are you a godly man? Eliyahu responded, if so, let Hashem send down a fire to burn you up. A fire came from heaven and burnt up all the messengers. Achaziah sent a second group of messengers, and the same event transpired again for the second time. Note, the true tzaddik has the ability to manipulate and control creation as they see fit. Hatzaddik gozer v'Hashem mikayim. The tzaddik agrees, and Hashem fulfills his will. As Elio is just sent down a fire from heaven on his own accord. The Bamidbar Rabbah explains, why are tzaddikim compared to stars? Because just as one star can burn the entire world up with heat, so too, tzaddikim have the power to burn the world with their speech, as Eliyahu used his speech to bring down fire. Achaziah sends a third group of 50 men to Eliyahu. The leader of the group humbles himself and prostrates himself to Eliyahu. An angel appeared to Eliyahu and told him it's safe to go with the group
to Achaziah, Pasuk Tezayin through Yerches, which is the end of the parak. Eliyahu told Achaziah, is there no Hashem that you have to seek idols? You will die because of this. Achaziah then died. Achaziah's brother Yehoram ruled next over Yisrael, as Achaziah had no children at that time. Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat ruled over Yehuda. Note, don't be confused, as both the king of Yisrael and Yehuda had the same name, Yehoram, at that time. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.